What's good?
Yo, what up, T?
What's going on, Steve?
Here we go. You can hear me and everything, my brother?
Yeah, you good, man?
Yeah, man. Let's hit this live in 2 seconds.
All right, know what's going on.
Let's eat. Here we go.
Let's eat, man. Let's eat.
Dojo, baby.
Serve it up.
Breaking down the game like you've never seen it before. Welcome to the Dojo of the Game with your hosts, Taekwondo and Steve the Dean Williams. Taekwondo, leader of the dojo, the sensei of the game, kicking down doors and breaking headboards all through the power of his spiritual and intellectual mind. Taekwondo is a dating coach, life coach, and an aspiring black scholar who merged intuition with intelligence. Have no fear, Taekwondo is here. Welcome to the dojo, baby. With 30 years fighting surface dwellers, grass-eating lions, PUAs, and cupcakes, Steve the Dean Williams is here to show you a side of the game most don't know about. Texting, putting your bid in, setting up your crib, and putting flavor in her ear and eyes are just a few skills you'll learn from him on the show. Get your notebooks out, ask questions, or call in. The dojo doors are open. Time to soak up this game.
All right, Ty, we here, man. We in this thing, brother.
Know what's going on, man. We're about to go into the dojo of your mind.
Oof. Boy, it's going to get deep.
Let's hit it.
It's going to get deep. So, guys, the guys' lines are open. If y'all want to call in, you got a question, put a cue. But, Ty, great topic. You take it, man. I'll go behind you. Go ahead, brother. What you got, man?
All right, I also add that if you guys have seen the show prior, like our last show, you know, about the levels to your mind, the levels to yourself, the blacksmith, you know, my favorite theater room, you know, your culinary school and all that. If you have questions about that, feel free to call in, because I know that we had somebody calling on to the Sunday show that didn't feel like they got addressed. And that was a lot to unpack, Steve. So like I said, if anybody has any questions, call in. Don't be afraid to ask questions and stuff like that. Make sure you go check out the Man Mindset on YouTube.
I brought up another person, a new one.
You did?
Yeah, the stockbroker.
You want to introduce it?
Yeah,
the stockbroker?
Yeah, the stockbroker. The stockbroker.
All right, go ahead, Steve.
So the stockbroker in your mind is the one that looks at investment, and he invests for the kingdom. So basically, a lot of people, stockbroker, they're not investing in themselves. They're investing in everything else but themselves. So their mental stockbroker, when you have game, is that he does everything he can to put you in a situation to invest in things to get a return on said investment. So.
No, that's great. And listen, when you consider that, guys need to think about the fact that each choice and decision you make, even a choice to relax, even a choice to enjoy yourself.
Yes.
When it comes to different things, nothing comes without a cost. That's why we call it spending time. That's why we call it paying attention.
Yes.
You see, all the clues are hidden in our language and how we refer to things. So nothing is free. Everything comes with a cost. So you need to realize, is that price worth the investment? But to get into the title of the show, like I said, if you guys wanted to call in pertaining to that, I know that was deep. I know that was a lot to explain and break down. But, you know, if you remember that show, it was a great show to watch. I would bet that that's one of our most important shows. So I'll get right into this one. The topic for the day is, you must define yourself before you can conquer the world.
Mm.
And I'm going to start with this. The reason that this one came to mind is because I just did a reaction, dropped it today. And
that's
then,
all. That's all, yes.
Right. And then I reacted to the Andrew Tate video. And a lot of guys admire, you know, certain men, whether it's me, whether it's Andrew Tate, whether it's Prime Time, whether it's you. You know, they admire certain men or women in their life.
Yes.
Especially successful ones.
Yes.
And what y'all need to realize is, in order to overcome people's opinions of you, what other people think of you, and even what you think about yourself, which could be deterring your path to success or conquering the world, as I said in this title. You have to define yourself. And I even have a video on Patreon where I expand on this. But to get on topic for the show. Defining yourself will define how you live, how you talk, how you address certain topics, how you respond to topics, how you respond to even the thoughts in your mind. Because even there may be a thought that may flow through my mind which says, stay in bed, sleep a little longer, avoid taking care of this, or it's okay, that's enough. And then you know what I have to say to myself, Steve, since I have definition and purpose and I have a clear cutout form of myself that I want for me? Because I have to tell that bitch-ass nigga to shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up. That doesn't fit my definition. That doesn't fit my set out goal for myself, my set expectation for myself. So I can easily dismiss a part of me which shows or thinks even in the weakest form. But I can recognize it immediately because why? I have definition. My definition is setting courage, boldness, increasing my comfort zone, challenging yesterday's boundaries, and then finding a new me. So in moments where, you know, a lot of you guys lose the structure to respond how you want to, and then you come back later like, damn, I had the situation and I fumbled it. It's probably because in that moment when you defaulted on who you think you are, rather than telling yourself who you are supposed to be and standing on it and seeing that as an opportunity to show yourself who you are and stand on it.
Yes, sir. And 601, I'll bring you in 1 second. Let me just say this, 601. We'll bring you in 1 second. But, yeah, so it means a dim for a lot of you guys, it means a deep sense of empowerment, inner strength, and confidence that carries you across the storms, the anything that is set to hold you back and stopping you. And this is about handling problems and looking to yourself to be strong enough to move forward and break free from anything that holds you back and makes you feel mentally and emotionally powerless. Like Ty was saying, he was in bed. If he would have stayed in bed, that would have been a mentally and emotionally power move that his mind would have had over him. But because he is one with himself, because he has a certain kind of mental toughness which goes into his gym that he pumps mental iron every single day and builds that muscle in his mind for every situation he has the wear and thaw to keep pushing forward, even though sometimes the world, life, and things will try to hold him back and hold him down. So let's bring in 601 real quick and we'll continue. 601, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
How you doing?
Okay, what's going on? What's going on, brother? Yes, can you hear us?
Man, I think so. But I'm trying to see how I can convince myself out of this child support, man. I'm struggling, dog.
Sir, what do you mean get yourself out of child support, sir?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean get yourself out of child support?
My kid's not mine.
Well, why? Okay. Well, sir. Why are you having sex with someone you knew what she was before you even got her pregnant, so or even tried to have sex with her? So why are you trying to be a victim right now? I'm sorry. I mean, did I say something where it stopped you from hearing what I said, sir? Why'd you hang up? Why did you hang up?
Should have said it in surface dwelling.
Okay. Well, yeah. Service,
excuse me, sir.
Service dwelling.
Would you go and tell her how you feel?
Yeah, that cake hung up.
She just spoke that surface dwelling ease.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to say something on this real quick. It's not that we're trying to be hard on this young man that hung up. It's the fact that he's got to take more responsibility for himself. If he would have checked what he was dealing with before he even started messing with her, he wouldn't be making this phone call. But Ty, you got the floor, brother.
All right, you know what? I use that situation to even spin off next. And then, you know, to give some more elaboration on a statement I make, that when you have more game, you get access to more women, but you want the amount of women that you want is less, not in quantity, but in quality. So what I mean by that is just the more women you can get, the less that you actually want, is that you'll realize that you're actually less compatible with as many women that you thought you wanted, because this one is annoying. This one's clingy. This one doesn't want to, you know, support your lifestyle anyway. This one doesn't fit your purpose. This one doesn't fit, you know, your program and your plan. This one can't learn. This one brings too much baggage, too much stress. And you start fighting when you have definition. And Chad, this is why, like I said, when you define yourself, everything around you it will clear up. Because, and I said this in the video, the reason that it's so easy for me to figure out other people, and the reason for me is it's so easy to analyze other people, because I am always consistent. So I don't have to think about me. I don't have to think and worry about me. I can see the world for what it is, because I'm not stuck in my head. I'm not wondering what are people thinking, who is this, what is that. I'm present in the moment, and I'm worried about what I'm worried about. So when it comes to dealing with a woman, and you're messing with her, and you find yourself in a circumstance or a situation where it's like, bro, she just bust my tires. She just tried to stab me. She stole from me or did something like that. 9 times out of 10, you could have caught that at the root before it even happened.
Yes.
Had you realized or had some type of clarity or structure in order to vet her, in order to test her, in order to qualify her to your standard. But if you are still in a mindset where you think you're lucky to have her, or you're lucky to text her, or you're lucky just to get her number, you're going to overlook a lot of things. So for most of you men, it really benefits you to like a woman that like you rather than a woman that only you like, because you'll allow other things to slide, being a sucker.
Yeah, not only is like the woman that likes you, you've got to like the man that likes you before the woman can even like you yourself. And all this stuff comes to is a source of, again, this is a kind of a strength that most of you guys can't even imagine having. I mean, let's take the last caller. I can tell you I can already imagine tell you his story. He either came up with a ass dad, or he had a weak ass mother, and he himself had no game. He had no structure in his life. So everything in his life was always an obstacle. Everything in his life was always a setback. Everything in his life was always a problem and an adversity. And what he wanted to do is he would look for a woman to take away the pain, because he wasn't man enough to nut up himself. And see, you can always tell why women walk over a lot of these guys, Ty, because a lot of these guys don't wield any kind of shield to protect themselves, to have a certain kind of standard to say that, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to be. And most guys, and this is the problem, if you just listen to, I mean, guys, y'all got to go back and listen to how soft he sounds. He sounds so damn soft. It's no wonder why the woman took him as a bitch, excuse my language, and ran him. He was the female in the relationship. You can hear that he had no spine, no balls, or anything like that. And I'm telling y'all guys right now, when a woman can smell that on you guys, they're going to go on the attack. And it's something that, like Ty is saying, man, this is why it's very important to understand what you are and why you are, okay? You are not, a man does not succumb to a woman's expectation, okay? A man does not bitch, mind, moan, or complain. A man trusts himself. A man is never dependent on his family, the church, friends, or anybody but himself. A man is only influenced by himself. And a man can only influence other people in other circumstances. He does not seek approval for anybody. I'm sorry, Ty. I just keep running on, but go ahead, Ty. I'm just going on.
No, keep running. Keep running. Okay. You're about to make a point. Then okay. I can expand over that. All right, you already know I can catch
you
momentum wherever it's at.
Right. Oh, thank you, man. So also, a man doesn't, like I say, seek approval from anybody, okay? A man does not lack confidence. A man does not feel he's not worthy. A man does not get hurt, discouraged, or succumb to fear, criticisms, or judgments. A man doesn't feel less comfortable. See, y'all guys feel comfortable around conflict. You love and feel safe in conflict. A man does not deal with conflict because a man doesn't deal with disrespect. A man does not carry any guilt, anger, frustration, or resentment to a lot of people. And this is what's going on even on what's going on YouTube and things like that. A man is his own power. A man is his own light. And once you see that, and again, but the only thing is, and it goes back to what I was saying before, your stockbroker in your mind. You young men have to have a stockbroker in your mind that says, what do I need to invest myself into to get a return on the investment for your kingdom? And if your investment is shoes, clothes, watches, and whatever the marketing agencies try to stuff down your throat to say this is how to get a woman, you will never be the man because you will never invest in yourself. Ty, you got it, brother.
And just like that, see, a lot of y'all are going to try to take shortcuts looking at the outcome or the end result rather than who the person is that is achieving these results. So that's also a part of the reason where when I was choosing this title, I almost changed it from, you know, you must define yourself before you can conquer the world, to something along the lines of a man is not defined by the outcome or end result. And then, you know, I like when you say that is because one thing I was talking to guys about is that definition that you have for yourself. For example, the simplest one I can come up with to elaborate for you guys on this is being a shooter in the game of basketball. You're not a shooter before you shoot. You're not a shooter after you shoot and make the ball. And you're not any less of a shooter because you missed. You're a shooter because you will take the shot with the ball in your hand. You're a shooter because you shoot even when you're being guarded. You're a shooter because you shoot when you're wide open. You're a shooter because you shoot. So when you stand on that, and even getting a more complex example, you know, Steve, have you ever seen the movie 300?
Oh, yeah.
With the Spartans? Right. I've talked to guys about how, you know, like I said, you can, listen, me personally, I rep death before dishonor, so I'll die for my honor.
Okay.
But I'm not saying everyone has to put their life on the line for what they believe in and what they stand for. But to go and get into the movie, one of the things I want to talk about is when the emperor sent the messenger to approach him and say, all you must do is kneel before the king. And rather than kneel before the king, he was willing to risk his own life and die before he knelt. Meanwhile, these women will hit y'all up, and y'all already ready to sacrifice everything you have, all your morals, all your everything you have for that woman, your money that you work for, your morals that you live with every day, your sense of self and self-esteem that you put in her hands, that when you approach her, it's almost like you're already on your knees kneeling, trying to beg and get approval and attention. But what you need to observe from that is, how did I get here? What led up to this? Was it a life full of rejection and people telling me who I am? Was it my environment creating this sense of self, which is false, that I'm depending on, which is making me miserable? So a part of recognizing, a part of getting to the solution of the problem is recognizing that it is a problem. And a lot of you have these long-term lifestyles where you're headed for a crisis. You're headed to crash and burn out. You're headed to complain. You're designed and tailored to complain, to hate your life, to hate yourself, and to worship other people. And what we try to do with these coaching sessions is say, turn to yourself. Yes. Don't blame the porn, because everybody has access to porn and everybody's not addicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even with guys going to that, addiction it is, addiction to that, addiction it is. It is your lack of relationship with yourself which has that problem. I've seen porn. Porn is available. I'm not addicted to porn, no. Why? Because even when the circumstance comes to be, I will talk to myself and say, is this really what we want to choose to do right now? What else could we be doing? See, this self-control comes from this relationship with the self. And that's why, like I said, one of them shows is the best thing that happened, because what guys don't realize is they neglect the relationship with their self, and then they default on a relationship with their environment, a relationship with their parents, a relationship with who they were told to be.
Yeah. You know, taking full responsibility for yourself, gentlemen, is something that is the hardest thing to do, because you don't know yourself enough to even know what a responsibility is for yourself. And if you cannot make the right decisions, you're always going to make the correct mistakes, gentlemen. It's just how it is. Without right decisions, you make correct mistakes. And if you don't make decisions as an independent thought, and that's something Ty and I are always trying to tell you, which separates us from all these guys, these other YouTubers out here, is that we're trying to show you to be free of thought. Stop listening and stop taking in somebody's thoughts and actions. Stop taking in somebody else's opinions and thought and things like that. Listen, it's okay to take something from somebody when you are really founded on who you are. But if so many guys get caught up tied in social situations, some of you guys don't feel confident and you don't feel the ability in yourself because you never even tried to test your own strength for yourself, okay? So this is something that we're always trying to tell you guys. Where is, and again, I'll grab another one, Ty, where's your bully at? You got to find your bully, the thing that is holding you back. You've got to go tap on it. It was a show called, it was a movie called like a 3 o'clock High, where a guy hires a bully to beat somebody up. So you got to hire your bully to beat up the voice in your head and kick his ass, because all he's doing is bullying you. So until you get the strength to bully your own bully, you better go find a bully in your mind to whip that bully's ass so you can go ahead and whip his ass, Ty.
Just like that. Well, guys don't realize this. Guess what? It's, you may look at it and be like, well, these guys think too much. They're doing too much. It's over explanation. Like, listen, this is simple for us.
Yeah, it's great.
The fact that I just think deep and, you know, and can explain these things and go through this type of thought process, it's no battle. And what really is deep to me, and what really is complicated to me, is how you choose to be a follower every day, how you choose to not tap in with yourself. Because then guess what? The longer you decide not to do that is the longer you're fulfilling someone else's wishes. And y'all don't realize the paradox in being a people pleaser. You will never fully please someone. People will label you based on how you benefit them. So guess what? You try to live up to someone else's standard and expectations, right? You do that, guess what? You're out of someone else's standards and expectations. Then you try to live up to theirs. Then now you're out of someone else's standards and expectations. When do you make yourself happy? When will you risk it for yourself? When will you choose you? And do you understand the power that you get from doing that? The consistent ability to say, you know what? I don't give a fuck rain, sleet, or snow. I don't give a fuck night or day. I don't give a fuck ocean, land, sea, water, high sky. I don't give a fuck. I choose me, and I got my back. And when you start to stand 10 toes down for who you are and who you stand on being and what you want out of life, again, like a shooter, I take the shot. Whether I miss it, whether I make it, I'm a shooter. I shoot. That's none of my business. So whether it comes to approaching that woman, shooting my shot, whether it comes from trying a new business, as a shooter, I prepare for the consequences of these situations. I rehearse my shot over and over. I practice shooting in different positions. So when it's time to be a shooter, these are all the actions. This is the daily routine. This is the type of exercises I do to work on my shot. This is the lifestyle of a shooter. I make decisions. See, a lot of you guys give yourself a choice. Stop giving yourself a choice between, well, I might do this and then I might do that. Well, I might not do this. Just make a decision, a clear, concise decision towards what you want. And the problem is that a lot of y'all don't understand that you have this conversation in your head and you lie to yourself. You talk to yourself and you just fill yourself with the conversation of fooling yourself because you're so used to doing it. I seen a guy in the chat that said, you know, I've been working on this business plan for 5 years. I was baffled by that. But that's the sad reality of it. You can think for 5 years and then the action might only take you 5 weeks, if even 5 days.
Absolutely. All right, we got some calls. Air code 769, what's your question? How can we help you?
You know, my phone is connected, so I had to call back on my other phone. But,
okay, air code 708, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Yes, what's your question, sir?
All right, cool. So, I'm doing a lecture and so on like addiction or it was, you know, some people call it temptation. And basically, I was just asking, like, is the same formula that you use to break one addiction the same one that you would use to break any of your addictions? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, you're saying addiction. You're saying someone that has an alcohol problem or a drug problem?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, like maybe something with drugs or like maybe even like a certain lifestyle choice. You know what I'm saying? Like some people like struggle with being lazy and stuff like that.
Well, there's an addiction to being addicted to yourself that a lot of people don't understand. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest addiction that man can have is a drug of himself. But see, a lot of people can't cope with themselves, so they use other coping mechanisms to try to balance out what they can do themselves. So you can't see, this is why Ty and I are so arrogant, because we are actually the drug that the woman will ingest any way possible. And we know once she gets a load of us, a dose of us, she ain't really going anywhere. She's done. So there's no coping mechanism. And the problem with a lot of you guys is that y'all get hooked on the woman versus hooked on yourselves. But you're asking for, is there a coping mechanism to stop a drug?
Not necessarily to stop a drug, but like just like formula that you use in your head to like say like you are addicted to like somebody had mentioned stuff like porn, you know, early in the stream, like something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like people that are addicted to certain things, like do you use the same formula to break that addiction that you would use to break the other addiction that you have?
Okay, addiction comes from a lack of something that they need to cope with. Is there something that there's something that's missing in their life that they feel that that thing is going to bring balance in their life, and then they get hooked on the feeling of whatever that thing is. Versus, see, this is the thing about myself and Ty. We're not hooked on anything outside of ourselves. And that's why there's nothing out there that can move us, touch us, or shake us, because we're solid in who we are.
Right. And then, again, not being an expert on this, you know, substance abuse and things of that nature, but you want to talk to them about choosing a new addiction, creating a new set of circumstances where there is, rather than a drug or a substance, that there is something else which they want more than that drug in the moments of thinking about the drug. Now, for example, it could be as simple as getting better, being smarter, learning a new trade, learning a new skill, and or just working on themselves. So then, like Steve says, you know what I'm saying? The reason it's harder to have another addiction when I'm already addicted to me. All I think about is me. All I think about is advancing me. All I think about, you know, increasing my net worth, expanding my business, expanding my brand, expanding who I am, learning new things about myself. And with someone that is addicted to that substance, it is more than the chemical dependence of that their body has to the substance that they'll experience from withdrawals, is the fact that the relationship with themselves is broken to the point where they would allow themselves to do something which is harming who they are, which is harming them mentally, physically, probably financially. So you need to get in there and start to understand where they can change their relationship with themselves to create a new standard, a new goal, and a new desire, so that they get a high from something else. See, I get a high when I look back on my day and I say, damn, I really worked hard today. You know what I'm saying? I get a high when I sit here and look at my future or look at my past and say, you know, I'm further than I've ever been in my life and I want to get farther. That is addicting. So talk about, you know, creating a new addiction.
Yeah, but what's worrying me, what does this got to do with you though, sir? What is your question for you? Because you asked about other people. So what is your question for yourself?
Right. I mean, it's mostly for like me to talk to other people, but of course, you know, I deal with my own stuff, like things that I, you know, struggle with. Like sometimes I struggle, like, you know, getting out of the bed in the morning. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't struggle. You choose. You don't struggle. You choose.
Right.
You just choose to be lazy.
Right.
Yeah. So then, yeah, don't you're misclaiming it like a struggle. A struggle is a current in the ocean yanking you somewhere. That's a struggle, but you getting out of your bed, that's just a lazy decision, a lazy choice. Mm. Okay?
No, okay, I'll get you.
All right, brother. Good respect. Great call. All right, thank you, sir. We'll throw you back in. All right, throw you back in. Area code 714 and then 217. So, shit. What's up, man?
Man, it says struggle is a turn in the ocean, dragging you in a different direction.
That's a struggle. Shit. What's up, man?
Hey, Steve, my question is,
Look, man, it's the last time I'm going to tell your fucking ass. I'm not the only motherfucker on the panel. You address me, you address Ty, or take your fucking ass on. I don't know how many times I'm going to tell your dumb, ignorant ass this shit. When we on the show, you address both men. Do not disrespect the panel. Now, let's try this shit again. Erico 714, how can I help you, sir? What's your question? Let's bring you in, sir.
We're entering World War III. What should the average surface dweller do?
Get your fucking ass off this channel. Erico 217, sir, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Well, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's your question, brother?
I got a question. My question is, just listening about what you guys are talking about, spending time with self, I have a tendency And whenever I get in a situation, especially with my girl, I want to go right at that moment and fix it. And I've noticed when I'm going right at that moment and fix it, it gets me in more trouble than I actually just
what
waiting.
Is trouble?
Oh, hold on, Steve. Watch this. We're going to connect you back to yourself. What would your advisor in your team tell you right now? Speak your whole situation out and then ask your advisor what you should do.
I don't necessarily have an advisor in this situation. I always just, like,
no,
I'll
just,
stop and think.
Ask. And then just
I guess
come to mind,
my...
speak it out loud. We'll tell you if it's coming from the right place.
All right, well, honestly, the only thing I can say as an advisor is thinking myself is like, man, I got to fix this. I can't take this right now. Or I'm not going to take this disrespect, or I'm just going to go handle it right now instead of thinking and running off emotion. I never, like...
Is that advice,
really,
or is that a critique or an observation? What would your advisor tell you to do?
My advisor would tell me to do, if I ask somebody, probably wait and be patient and let the situation handle itself,
somebody?
And if I need to step
in... you ask yourself. Hold on. Catch that. You are already... constantly reaching externally for power. Reach internally. Now ask yourself, what should I do? Now people had that comment, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? What would you do?
Yeah. What I do. That's tough because I, thinking about it like that is, I don't know what I would do because, one, I don't know myself.
Right.
So I can only go off of
right,
what I
right.
do.
Right, right. And then when you have definition, all right, now chat, let me make a point here. It's not a problem,
mm-hmm.
right? When you don't
right.
have definition, this is what happens. So run the situation back. I'm going to ask myself what I would do. Steve's going to ask himself what he would do, and we'll show you the difference based on our definition. So then run the situation back.
All right. Okay. So what would you guys do?
Okay,
no,
run
the situation back. Can you run
the
situation back for me?
What's the situation?
All right, so say you and your girl get into it or something. And you
about
feel like
what?
You got to check it at the door.
What are we getting into it about?
We're just getting into it. So she walks, let's say she walks off in the middle of our conversation. We're talking, you're irritating her, and she just walks off in the middle of the conversation.
I'm talking, I'm irritating her, and she walks out in the middle of the conversation. You know what I would
yeah.
do? I would cut in front of her, grab the door handle, and gracefully pull it open for her. And say, there you go. Don't trip on the way out. Have a nice fall. And she will be gone, bro. And she wouldn't hear from me. Do you know why I would do that, though? My fault, Steve. Because based on my definition, that is disrespectful. She can communicate to me that she can say something along the lines of, well, you know what? Can we have this conversation later? And then I could respect or affirm or deny that request. But walking away, turning your back in the middle of a conversation that we're having is not to be tolerated. For me, she's done. She's gone.
If the president of the company you work for was talking to you, you turned around and walked away, what do you think would happen?
He's fired.
So then what's the problem then? What's the problem then? Because I hope she walks away. Because I'm looking for a reason to get rid of you anyway. So please walk away from me. Please cop an attitude and walk away. So then I can smile and say, it was nice knowing you. Wait, are you living with this person right now? Or are you just seeing this
nope.
person?
No, I'm seeing this person.
Then.
Caller, and catch this, Steve. This is, guess what? Caller, based on the definition I have and what I stand on as a man, before she would have turned her back and tried to walk away on this conversation, she would have already considered the consequence of that action. Because she would already know what I'm going to do in that situation, to not do it. And then if she does it, she knows what is coming with messing with a guy like me. because of how I handle and deal with respect. I'm a mature man. I expect mature conversations. I don't argue. I don't raise my voice. I don't. I'm not putting my hands on you. Ain't fighting. And I don't. I'm not on that. I don't do that. So in this situation, you would already have reevaluated the best way to handle that. See, based on how you move, because you had no definition, she knew she could do that with you and get away with it. You still, after she did that, who? So listen, did she leave completely, like walk out the door, or did she walk into another room?
Nah, she was at, I was at my job, I was working, and she walked off. So I talked about it with her later, and then like even.
Hold on. You talked about it with her later. Now listen, who reached out to who first?
It was me, and I shouldn't have did it.
Okay, you reached out to her first, and what did you say? How did you reach out to her first?
I said that's not okay. It's like I don't care what's going on. I don't care what I said. It's like you don't walk away from me. I would walk out in the middle of conversation. I would walk away from the middle of conversation. That's disrespectful.
Now catch what?
What's up?
Call it. If I break the law, are they going to tell me that's not okay, or are they going to enforce the law?
They're going to enforce the law.
Right. Cops don't. He said he told her, he called her when he spoke to her, he told her that's not okay. And I said, listen, if you break the law, are they going to tell you it's not okay, or are they going to enforce the law?
I
this is where you enforce the law. Listen, Carter, she lucky she messing with you. Girl, she would have never heard from me. She would have reached out to me and still not heard. She had to pop up at my job, and even then I'd be like, hold on. What you ain't gonna do is come to my work with this bullshit. Now, listen. You can go out in that motherfucking parking lot and wait till I'm done, or I'll get on my break, and then I will choose to hear what you have to say. And if the first thing you say is not an apology, if you come in with too much animosity, we're not having a conversation. Enjoy the rest of your life. Go find a man who will deal with that bullshit, because it ain't me. And you telling me you reached out to her first? Ask your advisor why that was a dumb decision.
You sure ask me why it was a dumb decision? Because I didn't leave. I didn't enforce anything. I let her roll on top of me. And that's why it was a dumb decision.
What did that tell her?
When you reached out to her,
what did that indirectly say to her? What do you think?
That I don't want to see you go.
That what?
That I don't want to see you go.
No. Not just that. Think a little. Go a little deeper. What statement did you make by reaching out to her first?
And explaining
to her that that's wrong. What statement does that create?
It doesn't have any enforcement. Like it doesn't.
You basically told her that she could do whatever the fuck you want. All you're gonna do is slap her on the wrist. You basically told her that you could do something wrong. And I'm not going to enforce any law. You basically told her that she can do whatever the fuck she wants, and you're just going to verbally yell or verbally, I don't know what the fuck you did, but she can do whatever she wants. That's basically what it said. I can do whatever I want. And what do you think, what statement does it make to her indirectly when she does that to me and I cut her off completely?
That she can't do that. And that there's consequences.
That I don't tolerate that shit. That's what she's going to say. That's the statement she's going to say in her head. Damn, he don't play that shit. He don't. Oh, wow. If she start arguing with me on the phone and I hang up, she's going to say to herself, damn, he don't play that shit. See, so it's about the indirect statements you're making, really more than the direct statements that you're making from your mouth. Your actions are saying something. But they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Your action is worth 1,000,000. Go ahead, Steve. My fuck, I'll cut you off to make a point.
No. You good? I'm checking it. I'm sucking it in.
All right. Any other questions? Got another call. Any other questions, brother?
No, y'all answer my question. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thank you, man. Eric Cole.
Yeah, we're adding that. You know, Steve, you want to add anything on it? How people's actions make indirect statements, and then when, you know, people will receive those statements and act accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, he trained her to say, treat me like a bitch. And there's nothing that you can, every time you get mad, I'll apologize. Every time you do wrong, I'll give you flowers. Every time you scream at me, I'll take you out to dinner. Please just accept me. Because nobody else will, I guess. I don't know. 347, let's bring him in. 347, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Okay, so I'm no expert when it comes to like finding yourself or making the drug of yourself, but I've always wondered, is it important to look back? Like, what elements of your past should you focus on? Because I feel like in creating or understanding
what
myself...
Okay, hold on. I'm going to stop right here. Now, I want you to ask yourself this question.
All right.
If you're moving forward, why are you looking backwards? Ask yourself that.
I have, and I think the reason I look backwards is because I think I'm ignoring certain baggage that I'm holding, but I don't.
What baggage?
Do you have to turn around to drop the baggage?
I mean, I'm trying to like understand it so I could take it off.
What baggage, Dweller? Which baggage are you holding on to, man?
Mostly family shit. Mostly family.
Man,
I'm not going to get into detail.
Come on. How old are you, man?
17.
Okay, look here, young man. How many times have you heard myself and Ty and I, King's English, say fuck your family and fuck what other people say? How many times have you heard us say that?
Damn, I don't think I could. Like, yeah, I probably said 100 times.
That's Who are you? You know who you are? You're who you decide to be. It's that simple. Don't even calculate the different answers there. You are who you decide to be. That's it. So if you decide to focus on your past, to cry and complain about your family, then that's who you are. If you decide to run from challenges and circumstances which will make you grow, then you are a coward. If you decide to act a certain way towards challenges and triumph and to persevere through them, then you're a warrior. If you decide, you are who you decide to be, bro. So all that whole narrative of crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, Carl, are you a senior or are you graduating?
I'm a senior.
Well, look here, young man. You got 1 year to get your fucking shit together. Because if you come out the gate like this, they're going to treat you, you'll get ate the fuck up. I'm telling you right now, you got 1 year to clean this shit up. I'm serious. You better clean this shit up because the world, they wait for you. Yeah, they waiting for you.
You're going to be fooled.
They are waiting for you. You better clean all that fucking family shit up this senior year and let your nuts drop from your stomach and move forward like a man. You got 1 year, man. You got 1 year. You fucked. All right?
Yeah, I got to stop being a coward.
All right, man. Well, that's all right. Good one. All right, area code 202. Which question, man? What's up?
Yoke here.
Yeah, what's your question, man?
It was good.
It was good. It was good, Steve. Nah, I just wanted a question. So, look, I've been through a lot of shit, right? Like,
okay,
going
right
through the system,
okay,
hang around.
Right
here we go. Here we go.
Call it. We don't give a fuck the systems and shit that you went through when you said you have a question. Now, if you said you had a statement to make and say what you said, we would listen to that shit. So a question is going to start with who, what, when, how, and where, okay? So we don't need to hear about your sob stories and shit, big dog. Just ask us a question. We got you. So what's the question that you have, big dog?
All right. So my question is basically, so when I'm fuck with a female, right?
Hmm.
I feel like I'm emotionally like numb.
Yeah, you feel. What do you mean? What do you mean numb?
How you gonna say you emotionally numb and then tell us how you feel?
No, wait, yeah, exactly. It kind of threw me off. What do you mean? What do you mean?
Because when I get, all right. So look, messing with females and getting females is not a problem. I just like my, I don't know. It's just.
Dude, how old are you? Wait, stop. Are you 14 years old? How the fuck old are you?
Nah, I'm 20.
You're a 20-year-old little sucker, man. Do you not understand your fucking feelings yet, motherfucker? Come on, man. You're 20 years old.
Nah, not that.
What the fuck is the problem? I mean, what are you fucking doing?
I'm just asking, like.
Explain yourself then, like, man, because you sound like you're a female right now. Explain yourself. Come on, we're listening. Explain yourself.
I can't.
Just be real.
I can't express, like, my deep feelings with a female I really connect with. Like, I feel bummed.
What deep
feelings,
though? What fucking deep feelings that you have for a chick you just trying to fuck? What deep feelings you have?
Nah, not that. I'm saying. Like, I don't know how to explain it, bro. But
Wait. You're a grown-ass man. Explain it, man. Come on.
Yeah, I'm about to have my own crib and all that. I'm just, it's just some, like, I just want to figure out one more thing about myself. Like,
no, well, let's get back to this feeling.
Like,
I feel like to other shit. Don't tell,
yeah,
no,
come back. You trying to bring up these other things. Come on, man.
What deep emotional connection are you talking about, sir?
Like, I don't know how to put it in words.
Motherfucker, come on, put that shit in words, man. You brought it up. You know what it is. Explain yourself, son. What deep emotion?
Or give an example of a situation.
Yeah, give us an example.
Be clear, be direct about it.
Okay, me explaining or just telling what I've been through to a female that we locked in type shit.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do some feminine ass shit?
Well, not,
like that?
I'm not saying not now.
Is she writing your biography?
Right, she writing your biography on you?
Nah.
He said some mercy pussy. Yeah, he wants some pity pussy.
Yeah, well, you know, girl, when I was young, man, I lost my puppy and I miss Kittles. Me and Kittles used to grow up together and all this other stuff. You crying yet, girl? Did I get you to give me some yet? Why are you telling your business to someone that doesn't deserve your business, son?
Heard you. That's a fact.
No, it's not an A. I'm not asking a question, sir. Why are you talking to somebody about your sob stories like you're too
at
the party?
Nah, I don't do that. I'm just saying, like once I find that female that we gonna do something together, we gonna build something. Like,
wait, build something? You haven't even built your nuts yet. What do you mean build something? I said, wait. What you mean build something?
I'm a grown man.
You ain't
I'm
no
a grown man.
Listen to your voice. Listen to your voice when you said it.
I'm a grown man.
Listen, bro, what you gotta realize is having money don't make you a man. Having a crib don't make you a man. Having a car don't make you a man. You know what I'm saying? Fucking bitches don't make you a man.
Oh,
wearing nice clothes don't make you a man. You ain't a man until you stand on something.
Brother, can you please stop trying to build with people? Can you please get that out your cake-ass mind? Why are you looking to build with somebody?
That's the thing. I'm not, but I know it's going to be a possibility.
You just said. So. You listen. Look.
All right. So why you be – you got to realize, too. When you say something and then you say, I'm not, what's that all about?
Mm-hmm. Say it again. Like,
I said,
not.
When you say you want to do something and then you say, I'm not, after we repeat what you said to you, what is that all about?
So
you said, well, I'm looking for that female I want to build with. And you said, I'm not. If you do or you don't, which one is it?
I don't. I just, the real question is, do I have in myself to do that? But I don't know why.
To do what? This is why you don't need a girl. This is why you need to stay away from women, dog. I'm saying stay away from women, please. Stay away from women. I banned you from women for 4 years.
Stay attention to the grudge.
Yeah, man, please stay away. Yeah. I mean, come on, dog. Come on,
yeah,
man.
That's my fault.
What?
I appreciate y'all. Y'all help me out.
Listen. Buckle down right now. Listen, this is going to help you connect with yourself. buckle down. Talk to yourself, man. Put that question out. Get to the root. Why did you call in? What was your goal for yourself?
I want to take the opportunity to talk to both of y'all as men, because I know y'all got knowledge.
Okay,
and y'all can really teach
about what, sir? About what, though?
About right, here
what?
You go. Here you go. About what?
Yeah, about what?
Okay. About just life in general, because I know me.
Just life in general? No. I could talk to you about changing a tire. I could talk to you about fucking washing your car. Like,
really,
you know what I'm saying? Get specific.
Get deep. All right.
Pause.
How do I maintain the success I'm getting? Like, I've been working hard as shit. This shit I've been through. All right.
All right, sir, that's not success. It's you just being responsible. Stop labeling it wrong. You're not successful. You're just responsible. Because you have an apartment, that's responsible. You should have you're 20 years old. You should have your own shit, okay?
Right.
So that's not success. So don't look at it as a success. Look at it as these are responsibilities of a man, okay? Now, what successes are you trying to acquire, sir, outside of your responsibilities?
Well, I'm really, I want to start YouTube, like one channel. Me smoking, have hot box videos just talking about life, what you're supposed to do, and then another channel.
Stop. You know why I don't like people like you? Why the fuck are you going to smoke? Why don't you get off your lazy bitch fucking ass, put down the ganja, whatever the fuck you're smoking, and get a fucking career and do more? You just want to sit around and smoke. Dog, get your dog. Smoking what? What are you going to be smoking?
I was going to say another channel. I was going to do interviews, public interviews, blog.
I asked what the fuck you're doing. What are you going to be smoking?
What do you mean? Weed?
But then that's what I'm saying. You ain't shit, motherfucker. You're the problem. That's why you ain't going to be about shit. You're 20 fucking years old. That means you're 2 years outside of your graduating class. And all your weak-thinking-minded motherfucking ass is thinking about making a YouTube show and smoking weed? What the fuck is that going to do?
That's not.
No.
And
the
clothing line.
No, it is, because that shows how low of self-worth you have. Listen, if you want to smoke this, I'm not knocking people who smoke drugs and stuff, but I'm saying you ain't even got your shit together. And all that money you put in that fucking weed, you can put that shit in something else. And look at you. So I know you're not going to get no kind of professional job, because if they're going to do a piss test, you already failed that shit. So you're going to be working at Walmart every goddamn day or cutting it at Burger King? Because that's the only one that's going to accept you as a fucking job. Matter of fact, what are you doing for a living?
I have two jobs. I work at a warehouse and another one I work at. Well, it's basically the same thing. It's FedEx and then a little clothing designer warehouse.
And this is what you aspire to be. You're 20 years old in your life.
No.
And you have no. Well, then why are you not in college? Why are you not in a corporation? I know I do.
I do. When I was telling my story, it is what it is.
No, you ain't here. You're the reason why you're here, because you are. Where's your fucking father at? Is your daddy around?
Exactly. I don't got no father.
Well, then, goddammit, let me be your daddy. Put that fucking weed down and nut the fuck up and do something in your life. Why would you create a channel that's smoking weed? What are you telling the next young guy your age? Don't be shit in life and sit around and just interview a bunch of fucking people? Really? That's what you aspire to do?
I was going to have two channels and clothing line and some more shit. Because I know a lot of people.
So you're a fashion. You like wear pink and shit and twirl your hair around. You want to be a fashion designer now? Smoking weed on one day, fashion the other. Dude, you gotta get your life together, brother. Dog, man, you gotta get your life together, man. Ty, you got it, man. His motherfucker.
Listen, man, only advice I have for you is make it make sense, bro. Don't just do it because you said you want to do it, and you know, you a lot of people pursue things based on the image or success around doing it, rather than having, you know, actual purpose from it, rather than saying, right. Oh, you know, when I'm into fashion, I'm gonna encourage creativity or expression, or I'm gonna encourage this, or I'm gonna do like make it make sense, man.
Right, but what I'm saying,
you're a man, you stand on it. If that's what you want to do it, then go do it and stand on it. How is your current life right now pointing towards the long term? That's all it's about. It's about the long term, man, playing 10, 15, 20 years ahead of yourself.
Do you understand any good job, they're going to do a background check and maybe they're going to see a drug test? You understand that?
Yes.
So if you understand that, why the fuck are you want to smoke weed then?
No, I'm in a state where, well, I've just moved to a state where it's legal, but.
All right, man. We got other calls, big dog. Good luck to yourself, man. We got other calls.
I appreciate it.
All right, Erica 470, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
Hello, sir.
Yeah, what's your question, sir?
Yes, sir. So, basically, I got broken up with, and I do not know how to coop up with that.
Wait, you did what?
You what?
My girlfriend broke up with me 2 days ago.
How old are you?
21.
You sound like you're 15. You sure you're 21?
Yes.
Are you positive you're 21? Yeah, he ran the fuck off. Sound like a little bitch. 225, what's your question?
All right, what's up, Steve? Hey, what's up?
Wait, excuse me. How y'all doing?
You got a broken record.
Yeah, what's up? What's your question, man?
My question is, how can I define myself, and what questions do I need to ask for myself to better understand myself?
All right, let me ask you a question. How old are you, young man?
16. I'm 16. You had talked to me the other day.
All right, well then, let me ask you a question, son. If you wanna learn how to count, don't you go to math class?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
If you want to learn how to speak, right, you know English, go to English class, right? You can't ask yourself any questions because of the level of your thinking is going to give you a self-sabotaging answer. What questions can we ask you is, here's one, why don't you have a mentor? There you go. Let's start right there. Where is your mentor?
I didn't say what you
bird watch. I'm asking you, who is your master? What house are you representing? Are you representing the house of Taekwondo? Damn sure ain't representing our house. So what house are you representing?
Yeah, I came on Ty.
I mean, are you under Ty? Are you part of his Patreon?
Yeah, I'm on Ty.
Are you coaching? Then why the fuck can you open your goddamn mouth and say that shit, man?
We spoke on Patreon before.
I just told you, man. What'd you say?
We spoke on Patreon before.
I ain't never speak with you yet.
I might have said, don't go ahead and lie, man. If I forget a name, I'll never forget a voice.
Yeah.
Why you just lie so quickly? All right, so use this as coaching right now. Use this as coaching right now.
5 seconds, caller.
I'm listening to what you got to say.
Caller, I say you can use this as coaching right now.
Oh, yeah, all right. Yeah, correct. I'm trying to understand, though. The questions I'm asking myself is like, how can I do a better in this situation, and what could uplift me in that situation?
What situation?
Hold on, caller. Do you have any speech impediments or any speech problems?
Yeah. I got a little speech problem.
All right. You were diagnosed with this medically?
Uh-uh. No, nah.
All right. So listen, just calm down. Just take a deep breath. Don't force and think too hard. Just slow yourself down. Speak on your own pace. You don't rush for nobody. I say that to say, me and Steve right here together on the same call. Now, what questions are you asking yourself? And we can get to the bottom of why it's not going to work based on your level of thinking. What's the questions you're asking yourself?
The question I'm asking myself, I want to understand on how in my everyday life I can give myself the confidence and be able to do what I want and go get everything that I want.
Something you want to do. What do you want to do?
I want to be able to be in my highest self in every position.
So can you please give us an example? Okay, we can't. You're talking in hieroglyphics. Can you just give us an example, please? What are you talking? Give us an example.
If I was to go out and have a conversation with, and say it could be one of my
Come on, we just get to the fucking bottom of this shit.
All right, Carla, how about this? How about this? Define yourself. Who are you? I am a what? First thing that comes to mind. Don't even think hard. First thing that comes to mind. I am a what?
I am a.
Don't think too hard. Just say what. First thing that comes to mind, bro. I am a what?
I am a laid back person. I am a very quiet person. You know, I don't really talk too much.
Okay, do you want to ask Steve? Do you want to ask Steve the same question? You want to ask me the same question?
Yeah.
Being laid back is a description. That is not an I am. That is not a state. That is not who you are.
This is all about a woman. This is about you talking to girls. Am I correct, dog? Come on, let's get to the bottom of this shit. You have
no
trouble talking.
It's not about no woman. It's about
a
me.
You're nervous around a bunch of dudes? You said that when you talk to people.
I'm finding my high.
What?
Carla. Let's get to the bottom of this defining yourself part, and let's see how it would make a difference in these same circumstances. Again, if you say I am a man, I am a warrior, I am a hunter, I am a boss, I am a leader, I am a whatever. I can just make up titles on and on and on. What do leaders do in these situations? What do bosses do in these situations? What does a man do in these situations? What does a whatever you claim to be or stand on being do in these situations? Be, do, have, in that order. Be, do, have. So you're looking at the do rather than who you are. Start at the be level. I am. To define yourself. Because then when these actions or these opportunities to be who you are, but you don't have any identity, you don't have any sense of self, you don't have anything to stand on. So if you don't, create one now. And we could review it. We could review it, we can criticize it, and we can make it strong.
Yeah, but I'm trying to see an example of what he's talking. Okay, you're saying all these things, Carter, but you've got to give us an example of what you're talking about. I don't know what he's talking about.
I'm assuming it's either approaching a woman and he can't do it, or being nervous.
It's not about the woman.
Well, then what is about? What are you talking about then?
I'm talking about as putting me in a higher position for me to be able to speak with confidence and be able to.
In what capacity are you having to speak with? Okay, give us an example of something happened that you felt you couldn't speak with confidence in that capacity. What was it?
What situation will require you to be this person you're trying to be?
Yeah. Give us an example, because we don't. You're just talking in riddles and shit. So give us an example.
All right. If I had an interview, right, and I had to get the job,
right,
I would want to come approach the interview with confidence. I would want to speak in many different ways to be able to conversate and be able to understand what the conversation is.
All right. So let's take this example. Right. Let's take this example. In order for you to go into that situation and speak confidently and clearly during the interview, right, you would have to know what a qualified candidate looks like in order to get the job. In order for you to project that, portray that, or exemplify those qualities or what they're looking for in order to serve it to them and be seen as that, we can get very simple. I am reliable. I am consistent. I have consistent transportation. The buses run right by the corner of my house. I know how to get to work. I am used to fast environments. See, whatever it is that I have to say to get this job, the confidence that I have saying it is me already being in the mind of what a chosen candidate looks like. But guess what? In life, it won't just be the job. It won't just be, you know, it's not just qualifying yourself for that job, but it's knowing who you are in order to express that or show that to the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the question that I'm asking.
You're only 16. So what job are you looking at doing?
Oh, I bet that.
Yeah. What job are you looking at doing at 16 years old?
Oh, I just gave you what is called?
Okay.
Explanation.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to grab some other calls, man. If you got another question, go ahead and ask. We got you, brother. Okay.
All right.
Take care. Air code 256. What's your question, brother? How can we help you, man?
Hello.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Yeah, I was wondering, how you doing, Steve? And I was seeing Taekwondo's around, but ain't around right now. And I just talked to you then 101. I was like, basically, you're an OG. I respect you as an OG, and how you be talking to everybody, show that you're an OG. And, like, I was wanting to know, which books can you refer me to build, like, a stronger intellect while it gives, like,
How old are you, big guy?
20.
Okay. Stop reading books until you work on the book of yourself. If you don't have a book, on yourself, and all you're doing is reading other books, then you are going to fuck yourself over because you have no type of foundation. And what you're going to do is you're going to grab everybody else's foundations to try to create something in you. So you must create a book for yourself on you.
Okay, that's deep. I ain't never think of it. I ain't never think of it like that. And when you say, like, open a book of myself, does that look like back into who I am as a person, like personality and all?
You got to tell me the chapters. It's your book.
Yeah.
Fix your phone, dog. It's too much in the background. Fix your phone. Erico 619, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what up, Dean? What up, Taekwondo? How you guys doing?
What's your question, brother? What's up?
Hey, man, what's up? Hey, Dean, I want to join a gigolo game. You have some inspiration for me?
No, go get a date job, dog. You ain't got nothing for you. Get the fuck off phone. Erico 510, what's your question, brother? How can we help you?
What's going on, Dean, and the missing tie? I was wondering how to become secure in who I am.
Secure in what way, sir?
Well, I find myself competing with everyone else's perception of who I believe they think I should be or who I am, and it's tough. I don't know. I'm trying to work on how to.
Hey, give us an example. I don't.
Caller. If I'm trying to be the fastest fish or if I'm trying to be the fastest swimmer, am I competing with a cheetah?
Hell no.
Or the fastest land animal?
Nah.
So I say that to say, I make that metaphor to say that if the version of that you claim to be competing with, the version of you everybody thinks you should be, is in a whole nother game or lane or a genre of that they want you to be. And I already have a set out goal for myself, which I'm competing for. Then who they want me to be isn't even on the same table or in the same state of mind as me. It doesn't matter. Does that make sense? Or was that analogy confusing?
Nah, that makes sense. I guess the new question is, how do I just throw them aside? Because I love growth.
I don't think how do you throw it aside is the right question. And like I said, if I'm trying to be the fastest swimmer, am I worried about the fastest land animal? Not at all. I'm going to answer that for you. Not at all. I don't even think about it. It has no benefit to me. If it does not have a benefit to you, why are you thinking about it? And even in terms of competition.
I guess that's a question I need to ask myself. I don't know.
No, the answer is you shouldn't be.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Maybe you don't even need an answer. Why am I doing this? Well, I shouldn't be. So it doesn't matter what the answer is. And then now you give yourself another answer or another question. Then what should I be doing?
I mean, I know what I should be doing, but even with that, I still find myself doing the same.
Listen. You're so used to giving yourself a choice and excuses that you're creating this air for this conversation. If you should be doing it and you're doing it, what is there to talk about?
Okay, last question. Why do I keep getting in the way of my success? And I know you probably can't answer that because it's my question, but...
Give us an example, dude. We can't read your mind. Give us an example.
I got you. So... I self-sabotage with a lot of shit. One thing could be, okay,
I mean, how old are you, dog? Come on. Give us an example.
I'm 25.
All right, then give us an example. It shouldn't be hard for a 25-year-old to explain himself. So give us an example of what you're talking about. What happened? Tell us something that happened that formed this question.
Right, how is this answer going to benefit you?
Wait, can you hear us? Are you fucking... Hello? Hello?
I'm over here.
Well, goddamn it, how long is it? You're 25 years old. Give us an example, man. Come on, you ain't 13. Give us an example.
Right.
Oh, my Jesus. God damn.
I think, see, that's what I'm talking about. I believe I'm just coming up with problems for myself.
Dude. So why are you listening?
So how do I just stop that shit? Just stop listening? That's harder.
By redirecting traffic. That's some bullshit. We're going this way.
Okay.
You can say that to yourself. That's a waste of time. You can't tell yourself to stop doing something?
Or this
is a waste of time?
Yeah, but what is the thing that he's saying to stop doing, caller? That's what you're trying to find out. What the fuck?
He's literally showing us right now by asking questions that he doesn't even care about the answer to.
I know, that's what I'm saying, man. We about to hang up on this motherfucker. Answer the goddamn question, dog. What are you fucking talking about?
Thinking negatively.
In what situation?
Not feeling good enough, regardless of whatever.
Hang up on me. Just hang up on
Get specific, caller.
No.
Get specific.
Caller, hang up. Fuck you. Bye. You're 25 years old, Ty. You should be able to answer a question. I was doing this. This is what happened, and this is where I came up with the idea. It doesn't make sense. Let's bring in 302. 302, what's your question?
I realize the more specific y'all are with y'all questions, the more specific we can get with the answers. This
Please.
Is not the poke your head in mind. It's not some complicated thing. Just be authentic. You know what I'm saying? Just be real and direct about it.
Yeah. So 302, what's your question, sir?
Gentlemen, how are you doing tonight?
It's good. It's good.
Good, good. All right. So my question is, when one creates his laws and principles of his kingdom, what would be the best practice? What would the best practice be to review and make sure one abides by those principles day by day?
Who is the one abiding by the principle?
Self, myself.
So give us a law that you have to check on and see if you're abiding by it. What's the law? No, you don't have
five
any.
Women
no.
a day.
why are you lying, 302? Dude, why do you lie? Dog, why? Answer me a question. How old are you, dog? Because I want to know how old you are to sit there and lie and think we stupid and shit. Why are you?
No, I don't think you guys are stupid. It's 36.
Like, no. Why do you come on this motherfucker acting like you know some shit, and we ask you a simple-ass question, and you can't even answer that shit?
Because I don't have.
You have no law. You have no laws, rules, and codes, brother. You have none.
Right. So I'm asking, why I'm asking for this is because I'm agreeing to purchase one of your products, Steve, and I want to make sure I prepare myself to be ready to abide by them as soon as, like, I start, you know, getting to that point. Does
Steve,
that make
you
sense?
Have failed already? No, it does make sense. You failed.
Gotcha.
You failed. Okay, so do you hang the phone on me now? You hang up on me, please?
All good, man. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you. Hang up on me. Thank you. Okay. Air code 256. What's your question, man? What's up?
Yo, it's me again. I'm about to say, can you hear me better?
You better? What's your question, buddy?
Yeah, this 256, he was talking to me about basically building my own, like, chapters and everything. I wanted to know, like, specifically in depth, like, what did you mean by that? Because I've been thinking,
what,
and it was like.
What did you say?
He asked what book should he read. I told him to build a book as well, create his own chapters in his own book, his own story.
Okay.
Yeah, and I would just want to know, like, specifically, like, is that, like, basically digging into my past and thinking about certain stuff, or, like, what specifically? Like, I'm just trying to, like, touch on that basis.
Brother, your story, you. If you can't read your book on you and understand you, how can you express you to somebody else and them follow you?
Because guess what? When you read another book and you go look for some information to guide your life and change your life, all it's going to tell you is to go back into yourself. Because guess what? There's a lot of y'all don't realize. Y'all already have a book. Y'all already have a standard or a norm. It probably is no norm. Or no standard. That's what it is. Nothing. So you have to create it. You have to write it. Stand on it. And even as me and Steve went through the layers of self, and we went to the scribe, we went through the marketing team, the boardroom, all these things. And when you create this for yourself and you establish these levels to yourself, it is much easier for you to communicate it to the world, to communicate it back to yourself, and to stand on it. Why? Because you created it. And why would you create something that's pointless or that is nothing? You wouldn't. And you would already have vetted it or tested it or marketed it to yourself to stand on it. But guess what? If you have nothing that you're standing on or nothing that you created for yourself, you're going to continually keep looking until you create it. So now re-ask that question right now. What do you need? What do you need for yourself?
Me to basically build my own foundation instead of searching for it. That's what I feel like.
Why? Why?
Because it's better to build that foundation on me instead of reading somebody else's chapter and basically
why not copy somebody else's book?
Because that's somebody else's life or somebody else's experience, I say.
Caller.
And who are you? An entirely different person.
Yeah, so it's like it'll be pointless and irrelevant. Yeah.
We'll call it real quick.
what does it look like to build that? That you say you keep talking about building. So tell us, what does it look like to you to build that part? What does it look like?
It basically look like, when I say build, I'm basically talking about gaining more knowledge about life in general.
I know. Okay, then I'm talking about build. Why you mean talking about gain knowledge? I'm literally talking about build.
Okay.
Where's the chapter on, okay, chapter one on, give you an example, let's say you're a construction worker. So in that chapter should be broken down into other pages to explain what his job is, what is his function for you. What is his job? What does he do for you? I'm talking about in your mind.
It's deep to where I'm thinking, like, it's so, like, okay. You basically saying, I got the building blocks to basically what going on in my...
We're working on creating it right now.
Right, yeah, I'm telling you, define him. You got to, listen, don't just listen to what we're saying. Define this person. Who is this worker? What is his job? What time does he clock in? What time does he clock out? What are the building materials that he's using? How is he building the materials? When is he doing this? And what people are he using to help build and create the world and environment you're living in? These are the things that you should know about yourself. These are the stories. These are the chapters. These are the pages. Because as soon as a woman or anybody checks you, they're going to look and see what kind of man you are. And if that foundation is rickety or weak or something, they're going to go in for the attack, man.
Okay, and one thing you touched on that I made, like, a big thing is I always heard from, like, people that, like, big speakers, public speakers and everything, they always made it to where your circle you hang around is who you are sometimes. And what you, like, say on basis, like, you want to look at that, too, when it goes into building you.
I don't have a circle. I'm my own circle. Ty is his own circle. We have no fucking circle of friends. What the fuck were we
asking? And call it. Why is that? Why would you agree or disagree with that?
I wouldn't disagree with your circle. Yeah, what I was saying about circle, let me be more specific with what I'm saying, like, circle, like, because I'm really...
I'm
like,
saying, why would you agree or disagree with that statement that they made?
Oh, I agree with it because it's like, the people I hang around, they don't have the same mindset or ambition as me. And when I look at, like...
No. So you are influenced by your environment. That's why you would agree with it.
Yeah, I'll say that, then. Yeah, I'll say that.
Right. That's the ultimate statement from that statement, that you are influenced by your environment. Therefore, who you hang around is who you'll become. But what happens when you influence yourself? And what is your influence on yourself? What are you telling yourself? How are you hanging out with yourself? What are you saying to yourself? What are you talking about with yourself? When you kick it and drink a beer to yourself, what do y'all talk about?
Yeah.
Do you see how you can be your own circle?
Yeah.
Even if you have a circle, by the time you go back in that circle, you already influence yourself so much. When someone else's influence come in, you're looking at them like they're the eyeball in the circle.
Yeah, you said the wrong language, sir. You say you're still hanging out with. It should be people I used to hang out with, big dog. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You're still hanging out with the losers. Thus, you're not trying to do anything. Like, what part of you should tell you that you need to cut these losers out of your life? Where is that part of you? What page of your book tells you to cut out losers in your life?
I don't think I ever had that.
You got to be the narrator. You must be the narrator. And then you got to take it to your publishing company. And then you got to press those pages. You got to market them to you. All this is to you.
Because I'll say, like, I want to touch bases, like, on my routine. Like, I'm 20, right? And one thing I got on to Steve page was I used to watch Taekwondo. I watch you a lot, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. I watch, like, all the videos about the women and stuff like that. Like, you be putting me on game on certain stuff to where It's like
about the women or about you interacting
it's about,
with women?
It's about interacting with women. Let me be more specific, man.
Yo, about
me interacting.
You.
He just told you the answer.
You don't see it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's not about the woman. It's about you interacting with the woman, how you do it, what you say, why you say it.
Thank you, Ty.
So it's about you.
Yeah, thank you, Ty.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm about to
but
say.
You're again, looking at it and you're thinking about women. You don't even see that it's about you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I ain't know that. Okay. I ain't never looked at it like that, I say.
All right, well, we got some other callers and stuff calling, so you got another question, just hit us back, okay, brother?
All right, so man, appreciate it.
Okay. 619, what's your question, sir? And then 646, what's your question, 619?
Hey, hey, hey. What type of gigolos is there?
Area code 646, what's your question, buddy? Hey there, 619, I got you. 646? Okay, we're going to hang up on you. Okay, area code 619. Hey, before I bring him in, I want everybody listening, I want y'all guys to listen to the weakness in feminine in his voice. I'm about to bring him back in. And I want
trying to come in here trolling shit.
Know, I want y'all to listen to him. I'm going to open him back up. But I want y'all to listen to what a bitch sounds like. Now, 619, what was your question again, sir? What's up?
Hey, I said what type of gigolos is there?
Wait, hold on. Pause right there. Okay. Y'all see that right there, guys? Y'all see why he's a loser? Keep you. What was your other question, sir? Keep going. Keep talking, because I'm using you as a. I appreciate you talking to show everybody that this. Hey, everyone listening, most of y'all are this guy right here. It's not there, y'all, but I want y'all to look what a loser sounds like. So keep telling. How old are you, loser?
I'm 24.
Okay. So he's a 24-year-old loser, guys. How's that shit feel?
Real life specimen.
I mean, yeah, I know it's amazing. Listen to how he sounds. Look how soft he sounds. He doesn't even know what he actually wants. Listen to how he talks. Okay, wait. Say your question again, caller.
What type of gigolo is there?
You all hear that? You hear the height in his voice, the emotional mommy. He sounds like a fucking woman. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate for the class 619. 646, what's your question? How can we help you?
That's me?
Yes, it's you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So I have a situation going on with a girlfriend. Now, I just broke up with her, so she's kind of an ex now. But she's trying to regain relationship.
Kind of? So
yeah, she's trying to regain
relationship. Anything. What is kind of?
Okay. So I broke up with her in hopes that she will improve.
Definition and clarity.
Wait.
What is kind of, chat?
She broke up with you, you said.
No. I
broke
up with her.
Okay, so you broke up with her. Why'd you break up with her?
Because she was having some extreme insecurity problems and behavior issues.
So why don't you tell us about your insecurity problems? What's the problem with you bringing up? Why is this even a situation?
You still
thinking
about it. It even slipped out.
No.
I'm telling you, it even slipped out in your language. You said, I have a problem with a girlfriend. She's kind of an ex because I broke up with her.
Yeah.
And you don't even realize how you communicating out loud, you just expose yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You hold with no one still.
Because we're still dealing with each other. So that's why it's kind of the situation's complicated.
How can you break up with somebody and still be dealing with them? All right, just to give you an experiment. Let's not even make this about women. Get a job, right? Get fired.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they let you clock in the next day.
No, they wouldn't.
So, caller, tell us about the woman.
So you can't kind of work there. You can't kind of. What the fuck is kind of, bro? You are or you're not. So you cut her off, right? You cut her off and then deal with her again. What does that indirectly communicate to her? Like, just look at yourself on paper. Man cuts woman off. Man deals with woman after cutting her off. What does that say to her?
That I'm indecisive.
No, that you're weak.
That you, yeah, I'm about to say, that you ain't really cut her off. You still, you know what I'm saying?
you're in a weak power position. Yeah. What is your question, man? What's your question?
My question was, when is it that you're being too merciful with a woman, and when aren't you? Like, when are you just letting
How about the mercy you're showing yourself? When you decide to do something and then go against your own decision.
What a fucking shame. No one respects you for that shit.
Brother, who decided to cut her off? You or you?
I decided because I was just
when you're kind of dealing with her.
Mm-hmm.
Right, when you're kind of dealing with her, why are you going against your own decision?
How are you dealing with her?
I'm dealing with her because I see that she does have potential to keep being a good girlfriend.
Brother, stop. Okay. How old are you?
I'm listening.
How old are you, man?
26.
Jesus. 26. Okay. Tell us how you're dealing with a woman that you broke up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're still sleeping together. I'm trying to improve her spiritually.
All
right, catch this. You're mentioning potential.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening? Let's look at actions.
Jesus Christ.
You cut her off. What actions communicated this potential?
I'm sorry, there was an alarm that went off. Can you say that again, please?
No, yeah. I said, what actions communicated that potential?
She'll do things that I asked of her, whether it would be cooking, cleaning, going to the store for things. She buys gifts. Like,
Stop. I'm lost.
Mm-hmm.
Let's stop for a second. Explain to me the insecurities, because there's something missing here. There's something missing here. What fucking insecurity is so bad that her insecurities are so bad that you had to break up with her? Let's start there. What? That she was insecure made you break up with her?
It's a lot of things. So it would be things like, because we do work together. If she sees me talking to anybody at the job, she'll just go nuts or go crazy about it, cause an issue. We could be having a good day after going out on a date, get back in the crib. All of a sudden, there's an issue about my ex from 8 years ago that's not blocked on social media that I haven't talked to.
That's the problem.
All right. Catch this.
Mm.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, brother, she's not the problem. You do understand that, right?
I'm the issue.
And if I was talking to her right now, I would tell her, leave your weak bitch ass alone. I would tell her, run to the other way. Because everything she's saying is because you ain't got no balls, dog. You're a fucking weak. Listen to what you're saying. You're at your job, and she's causing commotion, and you're still rewarding her with dates, and she you take her out, and she's questioning you about a relationship 8 years ago, and you still let her in your place? Why the fuck?
And slept with
I want
her
to sit down and have conversations and talk with her
why
about these things. It's,
tell
it's
me why
not that I don't try to put my foot
in. No, you hate. Tell me why you hate yourself. Why do you hate
yourself? Catch this, Steve. So... To give everybody some insight, how do you know he hates himself? Watch this. Watch what y'all learn from this. What shows you that he hates himself, Steve?
He hates himself because everything he's saying is an excuse and a complaint. He's allowing this. He's not allowing.
Mm-hmm.
He has trained this woman to disrespect him. He has trained this woman to act out on him. And all he's doing is reinforcing and rewarding bad behavior.
So the rewards will come after I've seen that she has some sort of improvement, after we sat down and talked about the issue.
So listen.
It's not that I'm not taking any actions.
Catch this. Do you want – see, this is kind of energy. She can't kind of be a good girlfriend. She is or she's not. Then what you are fooling yourself is that when she temporarily does something right, you say, oh, okay, everything's fine. And then the same thing happens again. He's like, oh, she's doing it bad again. Let me punish her. And then she does something good again. And then you reward her. And then you, rather than creating consistency. And guess what? She might have to be, it might have to be another girl in her place because she fucking up too much. Listen, I ain't even on some three strikes and you out. One strike and you out. You're done.
Gone.
Mm.
How long have you been
okay.
with
How long? Yeah, that's why I swear to God, I was about to say, how long you mess with? We think the same shit. How long you mess with?
We've been together for 9 months. That's
man, you sorry, dog. Come on, man. Wait a second. You're telling me you moved her in your place after 9 months?
No, she doesn't live with me. She'll come over.
Does she have a key to your place?
Or I'll go over to her place. Yeah.
Dog, does she have a key to your, she has a key to your place?
No, she doesn't have the key. No.
No, did she have a key?
No, she does not.
Do you have a key to her place?
Sure do.
Let me ask you a question, big dog. Why are you so fucking soft? What is all this bullshit? We're going to church and I'm going to help guide her in the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, bullshit.
Well, I did grow up in a Christian family, so that's what
I don't care where you. I don't care where you grew up at. But if you drop that bitch, why is she? Why are you studying with that bitch? Why are you having church services with that ancient woman? Why are you trying to correct her behavior when she's already shown you she ain't shit?
Yeah, it was in hopes that she would improve. That was the main
thing. In hope? Wait, are you in the hope business now? Or are you in the man business?
Trying to get into the man business.
But then you went, and then you have failed because you need a mentor yourself.
I did because purchase coaching.
You're doing feminine shit.
Gotcha.
You're in your emotions, and you, okay, if you're not a man, how can you train her?
I feel like I am a man, and that's the feel part. But like
right,
I said, I'm trying to get myself together,
right,
so I did purchase the coaching. I'm looking for help. I'm not even going to hold you.
Right, no doubt, but that's the lie. I'm not saying this with love, but that's the lie, because you think you're a man. Because listen, like Ty said, there is no three-strike rule. There is no we sometimes break up. There is no after I drop you, you get to come over, we're going to have church services together. The game don't work that way, son.
Understood.
But you know what? I said, when did you fall in love with her, dog? When is the first time you told her you loved her?
I never told her. She told me, though.
Nah, come on. When she told she loved you, come on. You never told her you love her back?
I swear to God, 100% honest, I never said it.
Where's she at right now?
She's at her house.
Okay, you want to solve this? You want to do some man shit? You call her up, and this is what I want you to say to her. I'm going to consider bringing you back on my team. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you what you're going to tell her. You write this down. I'm going to tell you. Now you have no power.
Word for word.
Get a pen.
No, yeah, no. Go to your computer because I think you can type faster than you can write. So type this shit. We're gonna give her a little powwow and let her know how men talk. Because I know you want her back. I know you want her back, right? You want her back. So we're gonna bypass all the stuff that you said, because at the end of the day, you actually really want her back. You just don't know how to ask to get her back. Okay, so we know that, right? Am I correct?
I don't want her back if she's not going to change her behavior.
I just asked you yes, no question. We're going to correct that second part. Is that just yes, no, man? Come on.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
Okay, all right. Okay, so you got Do you have a laptop or something?
Yeah, I got a computer. I'm about to type right now.
All right, you ready?
Hold on. Let's see.
This is very easy, guys. This is how you do it.
All right, I'm listening.
All right, you say, you know what? Say, what's up? You know, I'm considering bringing you back.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say this, and let me be clear about it.
I'm good.
If you do come back, if I allow you back into my life, and you even think about disrespecting me, you're gone. You raise your voice to me, you're gone. You bring up other women and other old relationships, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, you're going to have to do a lot to stay.
And then you're going to say to her, when you're calling her live on the air, do you understand me? And she's going to say something. Well, she's going to probably bite. Do you want, you're going to keep, you're going to be a broken record. Do you understand me? Well, you can't talk. Mm-hmm. Do you understand me? Until she says yes. Because then you'll say, because if you do anything different, I'm cutting you off for good.
Cut her off, too, if she's not saying yes.
Yes. All you're going to keep, you'll keep saying, say
it again.
Over and over again. Do you understand me until she says yes? And then when okay. she says yes, I understand, because if it happens again, you're gone. All right? So you ready to call her? Because I know you got a number on speed dial, so it shouldn't take you 20 seconds to call her. So we're going to be quiet. You call her. And listen, listen, listen. If you get the answer machine and they're like, you have reached 555-555-555, what I want you to do is take a little bit and then click over, and I want you to say this on her voicemail. So do not run from this. This is your chance to turn everything around, because this is where the structure has to start with the man, okay, big guy? Mm-hmm. And listen, she's going to buck back a little bit because she's like a little wild horse because she's never been talked to this way. All right, so you ready to do it?
Yeah, I'm just making sure I got it down. I'm considering you bringing me back, but let me say this and let me be clear about this. If I allow you back in my life and you even think about raising your voice, mentioning the other exes, or disrespecting me, period, you're gone. Do you understand?
But what do you
sound, it sound a little angry and sassy. You just want to say it with
yeah.
firm.
Yeah, firm.
Be firm and clear.
Yeah.
You're not angry. Okay. This is just the law of the land. All you're doing is reading the law.
Yeah, count to five. All right. Count to five real quick. Count to five.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Slow down, dog. Don't rush it. Slow it down. Relax.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right, a little bit spain. Okay, now, you ready? Okay, so you ready to call her now? All right,
yep.
So go ahead and call her. Go, we'll be quiet.
Same way.
Yes, hey, you got two sharks. We got your back, dog. This is your man.
I got it.
Hey, dog, you're gonna hear this. Toot, toot. You want to know what that is? Toot, toot. What do you think that is?
You trying to hit my chest?
No, that's your nuts dropping from your stomach. Toot, toot. You finally going to get the fuck up. No, we got you, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, do.
All right,
Now, listen, remember, she going to keep saying, she going to keep bucking. Think about that wild horse that you got to ride bronco. Do you want, you keep fucking saying that shit until she says it. Because she has got to, because we can't go, listen, you let it, we can't move forward until you give me understanding. We cannot go forward until you give me understanding, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get this nut dropped. Let's go. Go ahead, call her. We'll be quiet, dog. Do this shit.
Falling out.
Got it. Let's get it.
I got $5 on her laughing when he said.
I got 10 bucks saying she going to cuss his ass out.
15 on who the fuck you think you are.
25 on fuck you.
30 on you must have lost your goddamn.
So listen, I'm considering bringing you back, but let me say this and let me be clear about this. If I allow you back in my life, and if you even think about raising your voice, mentioning any of my exes, or disrespecting me, period, you're gone. Call me back and let me know if you understand me.
It's like Beethoven. It's like Mozart. That's my favorite song right there.
That teared me up.
A man being a man.
That teared me up a little bit. That was
tell
beautiful.
Me what it is.
Yeah.
That was beautiful, Carl. Let me see if I got the claps. I think I got the
thank you, thank you.
Okay, yeah, that was good. How that shit feel?
Feel good, man. Feel good.
Doom, doom. You heard that? Hey, dog. Hey, they just said there was an earthquake somewhere in your area, and it was like a 10 on the Richter scale. Your nuts just dropped. It went doom, doom.
Nah, I appreciate the help, y'all, for real.
And listen, real quick, it's not bad for which, listen, we're not trying to be mean, but you got to be firm like Ty's saying, man. You can't let them get an inch.
You got to check the behavior. Ty, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you, brother. You got to.
No, I was just going to say a lot of your actions to reflect what you just said. Because guess what? Whether she believes it or not, she's going to have to find out the hard way. And the hard way is the end. So, again, like I said, this ain't, oh, I'm going to give her another chance because she's ready to go. She's ready to grow. She's on her last straw, which really is no straw until she changes right now and submits and openly and verbally agrees to it, which shows something. And then on top of that, you have to uphold the same amount of quality for every woman you mess with here on out. And you have to know when those lines are being crossed, and you have to be able to enforce the law. Like I said, if you break the law and a cop watches you break the law, they're not going to come over here and say, hey, that's wrong. They're going to write that ticket. They're going to do whatever the case may be, or whatever you just broke, whatever law you just broke.
All right.
Gotcha.
And so if she call you back, don't answer. Just call us back, then you call her, okay?
Yeah, we'll do it, man. Right. One thing, Ty, good purchase coaching.
So, good.
Get Millie on Patreon, all right?
Good job. Good job, young man. All right, we'll throw you back in. Good job.
What'd
he say? He purchased coaching. He gonna get at you, Ty.
All right, bet.
Good job, 646. All right, let's go to 470. What's your question, sir? What's up? Area code 470, going once. 470, going twice. 470, let's bring in the next one. Area code 714. What's your question, sir?
How's it going? How y'all doing?
Yes, sir. What's your question, sir?
I wanted to ask, Ty, you talked about two big concepts today. You talked about Be Do Have. You talked about defining yourself. I wanted to hear your take on how those two kind of tie in together and how it's applicable to one's life.
What two tie together? Defining yourself and what?
Be Do Have.
You talked
about
have?
Those concepts. Be do have.
Be do have.
Be do have. Three words. Be do have.
Oh, be do have.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to tie them together rather than just understand each of them, and then live what you are?
Yeah.
Like I said, be do have. If I am a shooter, that's the B. Then what do I do is I shoot. Let's make this simple. We ain't going to make it complicated. If I'm a shooter, what I do, I shoot. Mind you, we're not talking about making the shot or missing the shot. It's about what a shooter does. What a shooter is to be, and what it does is shoot. And then when you, the next thing you know, you have whatever that result is, whether it's making a shot, missing a shot, or, you know, getting past the ball to shoot more, or whatever the case may be. That's what you have. That's the reality that you face. Again, this all comes from the beat, because what do you do as a shooter? Again, I like to use a simple example of basketball. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody passes you the ball, because you're a shooter, they're going to expect you to shoot because that's what shooters do.
Yeah.
It's just simple. But you have to define your beat. Right? Like I said, I'm just using a shooter, but you can give yourself a different title. I'm a leader. I'm a man. I'm a businessman. You know, a lot of guys running around the internet saying, I'm an alpha male. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then also with, looking at the defining yourself aspect, would you say that defining yourself comes from, like, experience and, like, proving things to yourself? Or is it, like, you first define yourself and then you go out and have experiences and make accomplishments?
Caller, before you have an experience, don't you have to communicate yourself to yourself?
Yes, sir.
That's where to start. That's where everything starts, is the communication you have with yourself. The experience is the experience. Okay, when you say the experience, and if this is an experience with somebody else, you have no control over that experience. You just can just be. You can be one half of the experience, but the other half has every right to do what their experiences are to themselves. So that's why we always focus on what we do and not care about an end result.
For sure.
All right. Well, great call, young man. We'll throw you back in. Great call, sir. All right. Let's bring in, I think, sir, area code. I don't know if this is a real number. Area code 807. Let me see if it's real. I don't know if this is real. 807?
Okay, he hung up. Wait, no, he didn't hang up. He didn't say nothing. We let him go. All right, let's bring in area code. 217. We got 2217s. 217-791. What's your question, sir? What's up? All right, we'll let you go. Area code 470. What's your question, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on, my man Steve, my man Ty? my question is for you, Steve. Why do you say you said what?
Anti, it's for both of us. But what's your question?
Yeah, really for you. So my question to you personally is,
for both of us,
why do you relate these surface dwellers, man? Like, lower your energy and like get you in your feelings, man. Because then I feel like you be getting frustrated with them.
Are you actually calling me to worry about another man? How old are you, first off? How old are you, man? How old are you?
Give some advice, man, you know.
Carla, before you call, let's just look at this on paper. You called and asked the man about his feelings. That's what you're doing right now. I'm just going to clarify that. You're calling to ask a man about his feelings.
I just
want
to know how old he is.
Is that what you're doing? You're calling to ask a man about his feelings.
That's incorrect.
Say yes.
That's incorrect, bro. I could give a fuck about his feelings, bro. I'm just saying. When these callers get him frustrated.
Put my hand up and set your bitch ass up, please. Set your fucking ass up when I raise my hand. Now listen, dumbass. Please, sir. Can you please let the room hear what a feminine fucking guy is? I'm just asking you how old you are, motherfucker. How old are you to call and ask another man how he does his shit? Why are you in another man's pockets, 470?
What I'm telling you is when he does it with his other colors,
you got hitting up a caller. Listen, how old can you answer, I am this old? Stop popping your gums because you'll get hung up on. You know how we do this. So call in. We answer your question. Because we want to see how old your feminine ass is. So how old are you, 470? I say you're 20.
Nah.
All right. Anyway, area code 217. How can we help you, sir?
I got something for us.
Hey, what's up, Steve? I'm calling back a second time. Look. I got a question. Hi, man. What's up?
All right, Ty, we got you next. What's your question?
I had a question about what Ty was saying earlier about defining who you are and defining yourself. I think when you have a definition for yourself, it's saying who you are, what you have, and what you do. I like to think I would know what it is that I have, who I am, what I have, and what I do. And it's going to start stupid. How do I actually know?
Let's start with one. I am decisive. So as a decisive person, would you say I would like to think that I know? Or would you say I do or I don't?
I know. If I'm a decisive, then I know.
Right. I know.
Period.
That. And then now say what you're going to say.
All right. If I know, when I know that I'm in there.
If. You put the if in front of it.
But you're not decisive. So why are you saying you are decisive?
No, I was going with what he was saying.
No, we're not going off with
no,
you.
No, why are you going with they going to blame me.
speak with more precision.
Like, take all the fluff out of your language. Take the fluff out.
But he's not decisive.
If I think that maybe kind of should have, sort of.
All right. Nah, all right. First things first is I'm a man.
Oh, man, stop, man. Will you please stop saying that? You're lying, big guy. Please stop saying that, brother. Let me tell you why. You know you're having issues, and you know you ain't standing on shit. You know that, right? So why would you lie like that, man?
Mm-hmm. I don't want to lie, but I'm trying to get the question right. But there is no right answer to the question.
I'm trying.
Men don't try, man. We do. We don't try shit. What do you mean you're trying? You see, you're trying through words and not behaviors and actions, son.
All right. So then I guess my question to y'all would be.
I can tell you I'm a pirate.
I guess my.
Might be getting them free movies in some kind of way.
Now, I guess my question would be is how do I define the am part then? Because I need to define it for myself, but if I can't do it, then I can't stop.
Why are you trying to go to calculus and trigonometry when you cannot count from 1 to 10? I do not understand this. Why do you look for an end when you don't even know your beginning? Why?
I can answer the question.
Create your I am. First thing that comes to mind. I am what?
The first thing I thought of when I said I am is a musician. That's the first thing I thought of.
And why is that? What do you do as a musician?
I play drums, I rap, I create my own music. That's what I do.
Right. And what do you have? Do you have shows, instruments?
I have shows, I got songs out on Spotify. Yeah. I have an album.
Hold on. You already answered it.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a musician. I do not. Well, I play instruments, right? But I'm not a musician. So I don't have music out. I don't have songs on Spotify. Now, listen. Steve is a poet. He got poetry, you know, pages. He got poetry on you know, SoundCloud and stuff like that. So these the B do have. Now, if you're going to say you're a man, your actions, and what do you have that shows, what do you have that comes through your actions, which reflects who you are? Does that make sense? If I am disciplined.
It makes a lot of sense.
I make a to-do list daily or a schedule. I have a schedule. It's this simple. It's not rocket science.
All right, Carla, I'm going to do a taekwondo and put this shit on paper for you, okay? Peep game on this. All right, ready, Carla?
No, I'm already way ahead of him. That's why I called back because I was trying to put it on paper.
You listen. So, you arrange, compose, and produce music, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what you do, and I'm gonna show you how game works and what you do, because in the mind, the man's mind, he has a studio as well. What you do is you grab a track. If it's either drums, bass, it's either, you know, whatever instrument you have, you grab that one track, right? And you put that track on track number one, right? And let's say it's the drums on track one, and the second track is the bass, okay? So then what you do is while you have those two tracks up, you adjust the knobs. You adjust the knobs so that the bass and the beat are one and it has flow. Do you see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
So as a musician, you got to hear for the music, right? So then that's track one, track two, and then what you're doing is adding other tracks and then making the adjustments. Okay, that's step one. Okay. Step two is once you have all your tracks lined up, then you mix it down. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. You mix it down. Then once you mix it down, then you market it by putting it on Spotify. It's your marketing. It's the marketing. You see what I'm saying? So there. See the steps. You're doing the steps with the music that you should be doing in your mind. It's the same thing. I look at a law, rule, or code that I want to have. I put that on track one. Then I put what I'm going to do if someone breaks that law, and that's track two. And then I'm adjusting the knobs and all the other stuff, getting it all together. Then I'm going to mix that down with my marketing team. And then instead of sending it to the marketing team, I send it to the marketing team. Then after the marketing team, then I've got to bring it to my Senate to make that a law of mine. So just like you're arranging, composing, producing, mixing down and performing, it's the same thing. It's just with your mind, though, not what's outside of the music and the knobs. The knobs should be here. You should have a 64 track or 100 and I guess 128 track, and you should. Every track is a simple thought that you have that add other thoughts in other tracks, and all you're doing is adjusting the knobs so all the thoughts can even and line up to create a beautiful track. Does that make any sense?
It makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense. Well, I like what you said earlier, you know, about how I'm trying to jump to the end before I even get the 1 through 10. And it sounds more complicated than it actually is. So it makes sense.
All right, well, it makes sense.
It's just starting with step one.
All right, well, we got two more calls, so we got to grab the lines already down, so we got to grab these other two calls. But thanks for calling in, 217, okay?
I appreciate it.
I respect to you. All right, 863, sir, what's up? What you got for us, brother?
Hey, what's up, Ty? What's up, Steve? Quick question. I know you finna get on my ass, too, Steve.
Five before your neck, sir. Just be prepared. Five before your neck. What's up, 863?
Right. Yep. Y'all can hear me?
Of course we can.
I will not be getting on any man's ass.
Mm-mm. Nor will I.
No, criticism. No homo shit, Ty. No homo.
Okay.
I'm fucking with this girl, man. I want to fuck her sister. Am I wrong?
Okay, wait. How bad you want to fuck her sister? From 1 to 10.
Man, I ain't going to lie.
1 to 10.
10, bro. 10. She's fucking with me, too.
All right, cool. Are you positive on this? You positive?
Yeah, man. I don't love these bitches like that.
Call your girlfriend and tell her you want to fuck your sister right now. Call her up right now and tell her.
That's not my girlfriend.
Well, then call the girl up and tell her you want to fuck your sister. Go ahead. Call her up. We'll be quiet.
Call her
and tell you want to fuck. Yeah. I mean, look, hey, if you want to do it.
I'm not going to.
Wait a second. You said you want to do it on the level of a thing, and now you don't want to do it? I thought you said you wanted to do it. Why don't you call her and do it right now? Why wait? Why? Listen, you want me to call the girl
I'm fucking with and tell her that I want to fuck her sister.
Wait. Isn't that what you said you wanted to do?
But I can't tell her that.
Wait, what was that? You just said what you want to do. I asked you how big it was from 1 to 10, and you said it was a 10. So call your girl right now and tell her you want to smash your sister.
I can't. Come on, Steve. You know that shit don't go like that, bro.
Wait. How is it supposed to go? How is it supposed to go?
What you mean I'm supposed to sneak and hit that pussy?
But that's men don't do that. No. Hey, listen. Why put yourself through all the trouble that you're going through right now? Why don't we just get it all out of the way? Do you have her sister's number?
Nah, I ain't got a number, but I can get it.
Call your girlfriend and say, give me your sister's number because I want to call her because I want to fuck her. Why don't you do it that way?
Hell no, I can't do that.
You pussy.
I don't understand.
Man, come on now. You know how these women emotional and shit. If I tell her that shit, bro.
Hey, time out. Aren't you the one that called in the show saying that you wanted to smash your girlfriend's sister? I didn't say that. You said it, right? And then I asked you, how bad do you want it from 1 to 10? You said 10. So then if it's that much,
go get
that shit, man. What's stopping you?
Right,
I said, what's stopping
it,
you?
Know, I'm going to go get it. But the girl I'm fucking with, so she ain't going to know.
No, she going to know. She going to find out. She's going to eventually find out. Hey, look, I thought you wanted to be a man. I thought you said you wanted to be a man.
I am a man, man.
No, you ain't no fucking man. You soft as shit. Because you said you wanted something out of 10, and you scared as shit to ask for that shit. Why can't
man,
you
I'm not going to call the girl and be like, I want to fuck your sister. Come on, night. You don't do that shit, bro.
Why not? Who says I don't? Just because you can't do it don't mean I can't do it.
Man,
hold on. Hold on. hold on, young man. I ask what the fuck I want. I don't give a fuck.
I ask what the fuck I want. I don't give a fuck.
So if you want, you about that life.
Man, tell her what you want, man.
Tell her what you want, man.
You're right, but it's not my girlfriend though. It's not my girlfriend.
It don't matter who it is, bro. Right. It don't matter.
So Richard,
you worried about the her. What about the you?
Right, just do it, dog. You, hey, she ain't even your girl, so she's some chick you smash. Say what's up, girl. I want to smash you.
Right.
So go ahead and do that shit. Go ahead and call her. We listening.
Nah, man, I ain't finna call and do that shit.
Why
you can't do it? Let's hear your excuses. Why you can't do it?
Man, you think she want to hit
scared.
That shit?
Say I'm scared.
Say you're scared.
Man,
I ain't scared.
You see what I'm
saying?
But
I don't know if I would let a woman stop me from going for what I want. But that's just me personally.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to hit it anyways, but I'm not going to call it until I want to fuck this suit.
Then why are you calling us then? What the fuck are you calling us for then?
Man, I ain't, you know what I mean? I
no,
you thought we was about to teach you how to go through the back door?
Yeah, you thought we were going to give you a sidebar through the side window type bullshit? We tell you, show you how to be a man. Listen, if you want to fuck, why waste your time bullshitting around? I don't understand you, service dwellers. Why not ask for what you want? I mean, what do you have
man,
to
man, I
do?
Ain't no service dweller.
I don't understand the service dwellers.
These dudes. Dog.
Yeah, continue to live in fear. Continue to live in the closet.
I'm gonna fuck the shit out that bitch.
She ain't even your girl. She ain't even your girl.
Nah, she ain't my girl, bro.
Then why can't you ask? That's even easier.
Dog, nah, I ain't gonna do that, bro.
Say I'm soft. Just say I'm soft, dog. Just say
nah,
I'm soft.
Nah, I ain't soft.
Then why is your bitch ass calling us asking this bitch ass shit? You ain't gonna do shit. So hang the fucking phone up, man. Dog, this is
nah, man.
That grass diet.
Yeah. Let me know where the best grass is over by past Crocodile River. You grassy motherfucker.
Nah, much respect to y'all.
Nah,
bitch.
We don't respect you because you can't even ask what you want.
You ain't scared of a woman, man.
Scared of a woman. Hey,
much respect, man.
Girl.
Y'all keep doing what y'all doing.
Listen, risk it all or lose the chance, man.
Man, Pete sitting down and shit. How that shit feel, dog?
This nigga Pete facing the toilet.
I know, he like, oh my god.
He sit down and face the toilet.
Oh my god, I'm cramping today. I need to take my mommy. Mommy, can I have some aspirin? I'm cramping. I'm cramping today, mommy.
I'm gonna call back next time and let you know how it
went. Don't call at all. Don't waste your time.
Nah, don't call back. Don't call me.
Back.
You call Steve. Don't call me.
Fuck that. You don't belong. You don't want your weak ass on our fucking show taking our shit. Are you
scared, man? You just said you want something on the level of 10, but James. Do what it takes to get it.
Man, y'all need to put me on that panel
no,
with y'all Sunday,
no.
Man.
Hey, dog, you can't even give the pan of water. Matter of fact, wait. You can't
y'all
even
need to put me on that panel with y'all Sunday,
water.
Man.
Man.
I feel like I'm on your OG.
Hey, caller, just say bye. Say bye, because I'm hanging up with your bitch ass.
Fuck with y'all.
Get the fuck off the phone, bitch. Anyway, 504, how can we help you, sir? What's up?
Yo.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's good, Ty? What's good, Steve? I just want to know how to, like, well, not how, but, so, a problem, I should be, like, because I'd be so comfortable without...
All right, just realize you said you spent 15 seconds fumbling this first part of this entire question.
Why was you at
the... Start over. You spent 10 seconds saying, just say it.
Yeah, just say that shit.
All right, so how do I stop, you know.
All right, run it back.
Start it over again.
Shoot.
All right, so how
bro,
do I
direct,
like,
clear, concise.
Say it again.
More comfortable. How do I be more comfortable with people, you know, more expressive,
people,
you know what I'm saying?
Is people meaning women? Because I know you ain't talking about no dudes and shit. You want to be worried? You worried about being comfortable?
No.
Yeah, personally, you can't learn from me how to be comfortable amongst men.
Yeah.
You might be able to ask Steve that. Steve might.
I
ain't got no answer for that one. I don't know. How about you, Steve?
No. So you want to know about to be comfortable around men?
No, nigga.
What?
What
are you saying around people?
All right,
what are you saying?
No, I'm talking about. Okay, so me, I'm an introvert. All right, like, I'm not like.
I'm a Leo.
Social.
So what the fuck?
I'm a nerd. I'm a nerd. I'm an introvert.
Right. I'm a geek. Right. So whatever the fuck you are. So what is it that you want to be around? You talking about women?
Nah, just people in general. Hey, you know, just be more social.
Wait, this nigga got fucking Barbie dolls and all this dumbass shit in his crib.
So you're not talking about guys. You're not talking about women. So what? We now we're moving on to like Sasquatch, Bigfoot, Smurfs, elves, unicorns. Talking about now. I mean, you said no, you said no
women,
guys.
All right, so women, it's like people in general, you know?
No, wait. Are you saying guys? Are you saying
no,
you feel introverted around a bunch of dudes?
What do? You cross your legs,
bro? I'm just talking about people in general, bro.
No, we gotta get specific. No, we can't, because we just told you we can't help you with men. So, is this people in general men?
No.
So then why can't you...
Describe a situation you are uncomfortable in.
All right, so me, I should be so, like, comfortable within myself without having...
Name a situation where you are uncomfortable in.
Describe a situation.
Comfortable within myself, you know?
No. I don't duck around this, my nigga. What situation are you referencing? What is the situation that made you realize that you need to work on this?
All right, so, like, and just woman, you know?
Dog,
so
it's women.
Describe the situation. Damn, stop.
No, mother, how old are you, man? How old are you?
I'm 17. 17.
Come on, man. Let your nuts drop and speak the fuck up. What the fuck are you talking about? People or women? People or women?
A woman, bro.
Then
woman.
Why did you say woman from
so
the...
So what happened? What happened? How weren't you comfortable? What happened?
So it was me and this chick, right? And then mm-hmm. I just be like, I feel like
be
I should
like,
be listening. You know, I'm super observant. And then she could be coming up with
weak. Super soft.
Some shit. And then I just don't know how to, like, add substance to the conversation.
Wait, what substance you add? Wait, what do you, okay, what is the conversation like with the woman? What do you do for a living?
So she, she just be talking about grades and shit, like, school, college.
Wait, you have her number? Wait, this is someone you hang out with, so you have her phone number, right?
Nah, I don't got her phone number.
Then why, how are you hanging out with someone and you don't have her information? Why are you lying? So you made up a woman then. So there is no woman then. How do you hang out with her? How do you get in touch with her? You put a note in a bottle?
No, it was in school. It was in school.
Is it? But you ain't in school no more, my brother. You ain't in school.
It's July. He's talking about being in school.
It's June.
It's June,
man. Yeah, July. We start July tomorrow. So what are you talking about? They school ain't start yet.
What are you
talking about, man?
I'm talking about how to be more accessible around women, being more comfortable
right.
in my skin around women.
Wait,
you know?
Are you talking to any girls right now?
Not right now, not at the moment.
You have any?
so you was only talking to women in school about grades.
What? you know the only grade I talked to him about is, you know, that A would have got an A+ if you would have just bit that ass over just a little bit more.
I get an arch about a B+. You know, lady suck my dick, yeah, man.
You gotta lift them legs up better to your knees. So I need you to do more stretches. So when I give you a C-. So, Coleman, you ain't talking to no women at all, brother. None.
Nah, not at the moment.
Zero.
I mean, I'm talking to the... I mean, we're not really talking, but, like...
Not really. You are or you're not.
Come on, bud.
Clear, concise, direct.
Yeah, I am, bro.
Hold on, time out. Caller, please. Hold on, sir. I got you, sir. One second. Please, sir. One second. Give me a second. Our problems are solutions? Fuck you. And if you got a problem with what we're doing, fuck you and get your bitch ass out of here.
Hey,
because
fuck you, too.
Like,
fuck you, too. You hear me?
Not you, Carla. We ain't talking to you yet.
Call her. I'm not talking about your bitch ass. I'm talking about that bitch ass that's our problems, our solution. Who is that bitch? Is that, that ain't you, is it? Tell me that's not you.
Nah, fuck nah.
And then shut your ass up. I ain't talking about you, young man. I said be patient. Hold on. Let me finish talking about this bitch over here. Can I finish talking about him? Give me a second, man. I have to tell him to fuck off. I wasn't talking to you, man. Now, then real quick. Now, our problem is our solution last day. Fuck you, motherfucker. You got a problem with your bitch ass out. Now, back to you. You there, man? You there?
Yeah.
God damn, what you getting all mad at me for? I'm trying to get some pussy. Why you getting mad at me? God damn. Yeah, you like, fuck you. Why would you tell me to fuck off?
Let me get to it, man. You know what you're doing? You're confusing being comfortable with having substance and leading a conversation, and then you think that if you were comfortable, you would be able to do that. But do you know I can do that even when I'm uncomfortable? Even if I was uncomfortable? Or in a foreign situation, or an unexpected situation, challenging situation?
Well, wait. Carl, let me ask you a question. Carl, it's a dumb question. Okay, you say you're talking to a girl, right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. If a magic genie popped up right in front of you and said, what do you want from this woman? And whatever wish you want, we can grant you that wish. What would that wish be?
If a what? I heard the other part, but if a what?
Right, okay. If a genie popped out of the air and said...
Oh, a genie. All right. So the
girl
wish,
you're talking... Yeah, yeah. If you had one thing...
It would be really something slight, you know. It'd be like a relationship, you know. I could keep.
You want smash? You want a relationship? You want a relationship? Okay. Well, this.
Why is a relationship something slight to you?
Trying to smash. Right?
So wait, do you want a smash? Or you want a relationship? What do you want?
You want a relationship to smash?
Right. Yeah.
I want to smash.
Okay. Stop. Okay. Now listen. Are you ready to win? Do you want to win? Because your genie, well, your wish is about to come true. Your wish is about to come true. You ready?
Hangs up.
No. What we want you to do is go ahead and call her right now and tell her you want to see her this weekend.
No, I don't got her number.
Wait a second, but how the fuck are you talking to the bitch then? You said you were talking to the bitch. How the fuck are y'all talking? You putting notes on doves and shit?
Nah, she lives close to me.
On rocks, you know? Attaching to fucking crows and shit.
Wait, she live close to you? She live close to you. All right, go to, stay on your phone, go out your door, go to her, knock on her door right now, and tell her you want to see her this weekend. She go walk over to her house. Go, come on. No, come on, wait.
Nah, bro, I can't do that. My parents, I gotta respect my parents. My parents need to.
Wait. It's 9 o'clock, motherfucker. It ain't late.
Right. It's 10 o'clock Eastern time.
It's
10 Come on, buddy.
East. She ain't late. Go ahead and do that shit.
I can't, bro.
Why are you scared? What you mean? Wait. Why are you wasting our fucking time?
See, like, I would do it, like, but, like, I already fucked up with my people.
All right,
so, like,
go ahead. This ain't no coulda, shoulda, woulda. You're not.
Y'all can tell me. I mean, I could do this thing, like, real tough.
You do or you don't. You are or you're not. Come on, buddy. What is it? Which one is it?
What happened?
You got selective hearing, buddy. You are or you're not. You do or you don't. Which one is it?
I guess I'm not, bro.
Then let me ask you a question.
No, you know you're not.
Right. So then why the fuck are you wasting our time? Why are you wasting our fucking time?
Did you come here for motivation?
Yeah, what the fuck do you want? I mean, this is a man.
Yeah, I came here to ask a question. Y'all niggas took it a whole other level, bro. Y'all niggas took it a whole different direction.
We're winning. Okay, you know when you go to lunch and you see those cool motherfuckers with all them bitches? That's us, okay? So what I'm saying to you, you don't want to be like us? Not like us, but you don't want to get women like us?
Make a move, playboy.
Why are you scared?
Scared of what, bro?
Go out your house. No,
you said you don't. Why you ain't getting none of these bitches' numbers, though? What the fuck are you doing? What do y'all talk about?
Nigga,
It was
then you don't even have no type of follow up. All right, take your number down. So you know, take my number down. So when I want to call you and do this, then that's it.
Well,
I'm not even a texter, bro. I tell bitches straight up, I'm not a texter. So I'm saying we're gonna figure out such and such this time, and I'm gonna call you. I'm gonna let you know. That's it.
And you're 17. You're 17. You telling me your parents, you got to get a permission slip to go out your fucking house at 17?
At 10 o'clock.
Like I said, y'all don't know the story. Y'all don't know the story of what I did.
Tell
the story, y'all don't know
Cupcake.
The story.
Tell us the story, Cupcake.
All right, bro. So back then, like 13, I got hooked up on some shit like drugs and shit, weed. And then, you know, but y'all niggas.
All right, you're not going to smoke. You got to go knock on somebody's door and tell them something. Cause you guilty until proven innocent in your house?
Yeah, you'd be like, what the butter tie type shit, brother?
He said when I was 13, you're 7. It's been 4 years.
Y'all had some Hispanic parents too soon? Hey, nah, bro, it's over. You can't go anywhere, bro. I'm saying, I'm going to just take
it. No, you can't go anywhere. Because you, listen. Oh, my God, bro. Carla, what else do they do? They check your phone? They take your phone at 12 o'clock at night?
Nah.
You got ankle monitor on?
A what?
Caller, look. Let me get this straight. You called us because you are an introvert. And you called us to help you out, right?
No,
and we're telling
you to ask
the
question.
Wait. I'm going to get some warm milk. You want me to go get some warm milk? You want it warm, lukewarm, or hot while you tell me this silly-ass shit you're about to say? What did you call us for? Because you wanted to comfort you and shit? You wanted to say it was okay?
No,
what the
nigga. I came to ask y'all a fucking question, bro.
And we giving you
My bad. Tough guy. See, he getting all aggressive right now.
No, try to
walk out your front door and watch your bitch ass stop. Since you so hard. Since your ass so tough. Go walk out your front door right now. I dare you. Oh, you afraid of an ass whooping or some punishment? Calm your bitch ass down. No, nigga. No, calm your ass. You don't get to talk like that, man. You can't even go outside. You can't even go outside. Yo, you don't get to talk like that, bro. Respectfully.
No, fuck no. You ain't hanging. Why you hang up? No. We'll call you back, motherfucker. Hold the fuck up. You ain't going to that easy, motherfucker.
Dude, a nigga who can't go outside can't raise his voice at me, bro. This is not going to happen, bro.
No.
You can't say certain things to me, bro.
How dare you hang up on us? We call you back. Hold on. We call this motherfucker.
Come on, bro.
I'll be goddamn. We trying to help your little fucking ass. Hey, look. We will put a saw in the cake so you can escape, motherfucker. Oh, fucking motherfucker. Kick-ass motherfucker think you're going to get all angry and shit and get mad at us. We trying to help his kick-ass get the pussy.
Hey, this is his life, though.
You better call this shit, you got in your fucking panties. How does it feel asking a fucking chick about fucking grades when you really want to fuck?
When you want some pussy.
You want some pussy. You talking about grades and shit. And then all
When did I say I was going to ask that bitch about...
The girl from school.
When did I say that I was asked her about the grades, bro?
brother. You asked her about something.
You just we, no, no, I still got this. You said you were talking to her at school, and you said something. We said, well, what do you talk to her about? And you said, well, we were talking about, like, grades and shit. You said that.
Oh, you all quiet now, huh?
No, no, we ain't quiet. No, no, no. You want to know quiet?
Nigga, you said that. Nigga, what the fuck? You talking about y'all quiet now?
Oh, you want to know what quiet is? Quiet is the bitch that can't walk out his fucking door and go knock on Susie's door next door to ask with the pussy.
Because it's too late.
Wait, 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 wait. Call her. Hold on, call her, call her. Did I call her? Call her? Call her, say, hi, I'm an introvert. I'm an introvert. I just want to learn how to talk around people. And no, no, not people. No, 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 not guys, but people. Is it women? No, no, not women, people. Yeah, was that that motherfucker? What's that, that motherfucker? What's that motherfucker? Caller? Huh? This is what I'm saying, motherfucker. I'm saying to you, man. What I'm saying to you. Matter of fact, Plows, we'll open up the lines and the talk goes long and you call the fuck in. Hold on. Caller. What I'm saying to you, man, is that why can't you? I want to hear, wait. Oh, when I was a little lad back and when I was 14 years old, oh, I couldn't go outside because I smoked a little weed.
You
want to hit a shit? Man, get the fuck out of here with that shit, man. Come on, man. Do you see why? Look, I'm telling you, next year you better get that bitch out of you. You better get that bitch shit out of you, son. You only got 1 year left. And guess what? The girls ain't going to fuck with you. So you know what you need to do? That little goofy-ass girl wearing her glasses and shit and got two colored socks and all that shit and takes a short bus, go take her to the prom. Because that's all you're going to get. That's all you're
going to get. Listen, bro, listen, listen. You only was getting, you only was barely having a chance at getting women because of being around them at school. You only been out of school for probably a couple of weeks now and you have zero bitches.
None. None. And you, and look what you say. I talked.
The point I was about to make from that is, Carlos, is you have, so bro, what you going to do when you graduate? How you going to get some shots?